Local news, talk, sports, and the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5.
Welcome to the CHS Coaches Show here on a big Monday night, March the 25th. I'm your host, Tony Landry, for the CHS Coaches Show. The CHS Coaches Show can be heard every Monday night from 6 p.m. to 6:45 to the end of the football season. Then every other week beginning in January to the end of the school year, the CHS Coaches Show is brought to you in part by Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Sestra Wealth Management, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Catholic High School, Musson Patu, Integrity Rentals, B&L Engine Repair, Gulf Marine, Action Specialties, HMC Farms, Dr. Rosenzweig's Group, United Fire and Safety, Swing Insurance, Stepco Products, Colder CPAs, and HIS Fire and Safety, along with Musso's Investment Group. We're here at the studios of Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240 at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria, which is closed. You can listen to the CHS Coaches Show while it's streaming on the internet at www.kane1240.com or sign up for the Simple Radio app, but be sure at the top right to put the X and receive a free app. You can also listen to Kane on the FM band at 107.5. And also, if you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240, and it will. Meanwhile, Coach, we met last show. It was about two weeks ago on March 11th, and I'm sure Catholic High sports teams have had a lot of events going on in the last couple of weeks with baseball, softball, and track. Maybe you can elaborate that, Coach, so go ahead.
Yeah, you know, our spring sports are in this right in the middle of the swing of things. Softball's progressing, baseball, track. Tennis and golf, all of our spring sports are, you know, in the middle of their season and moving along. Our final winter sport finished over that break between the last time we met. Powhatan State meet was last Wednesday, March 20th at the Cajun Dome. We had two guys that competed. Alex Viscordi, he finished ninth in the 148-pound weight class with lifts of 370 in the squat, 165 in the bench, and 375 the deadlift for a total of 910 pounds. Which, like I said, put him in ninth place. And Hunter Hebert finished 10th in the state in the 220-pound weight class with a squat of 385, bench of 190, deadlift of 395 with a total of 970 pounds. So that finished up our final winter sport of powerlifting. We had quite a few other guys that competed at regionals and that were on the team, that lifted with the team, but those are the only two that made it to state. And like I said, that wrapped up our winter sport season, and now it's all hands on deck in spring sports.
Yeah, with that, Coach, I don't know if you were at that meet or watched. They had a guy from one of the schools that lifted 900 pounds, I think, in the deadlift?
In the squat.
Yeah, the squat.
I did see that. I think I'm not 100% sure, but I think he was from Peabody is what Coach O might have said he thought it was from.
I mean, 900 pounds.
But, yeah, I did see that.
Of course, he weighed 400-something pounds, too, I do believe.
Well, I'm not sure how much he weighed, but either way, that's a lot of weight to move.
Impressive, I can tell you.
He totaled over 2,000 pounds. I think that was the heaviest any high school athlete has totaled in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, that is correct.
I know he deadlifted like 660 and, I don't know, bench like 380 or 400, something like that.
I saw the video of him in that lift, and it was pretty impressive.
Well, it looked like he had some more in the tank, too. It looked like he probably could have squatted more than that. But
because he set the record, and then he wanted to hit 900, and they gave him another chance just to try it, and he did it.
So the way it works, you get three attempts, but if you're setting a record, a state record, they'll let you get a fourth attempt for that. So maybe that must have been what it was.
That's what it was, and he hit it.
I don't know if you looked at the if you noticed in the video, but our old Powhatan coach, Randy Johnson, was the head referee for that squad.
No, I did see Randy.
Who coached football.
I knew he did coach with the offensive line at Catholic High a few years ago.
But he was a head judge, right? If you look at it, you can see him.
Oh, okay. I'm going to look at it again. Just unique to see a young man, I guess 17, 18 years old, lifting 900 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just unheard of.
That's pretty unique seeing anyone squat 900 pounds, a grown man, high school boy, anything.
That's professional impressive. Person, yep. Maybe, but, you know, just unbelievable. Anyway, Coach, so the winter sports basically are over now, and with that, and of course, I'm sure a lot of news with baseball, softball, track and field, and some other spring sports that are kicking up right away.
Yeah, like we were talking about off air a little while ago, our softball team hosted a tournament this past weekend. They played Newman on Friday, Delcom on Saturday, and Nish on Saturday as well. They also had a couple games of the regular season earlier in the week. So just a recap of their past week. On Monday the 18th, they beat Hanson 23-9.
Yes.
And then Wednesday the 20th, they beat Orca 19-4.
Yes.
Then they got into tournament play. Friday night, they played Newman and beat them 14-4. And then Saturday morning, they played Delcom, beat them 13-8. And they played Nish Saturday evening. I'm not sure exactly what time, but I know it was towards the end of the tournament. And they lost 10-18, but from my understanding, it was actually a really close game up until the very end. And Nish kind of pulled away, I think, in the last inning. But no, our girls are playing really well right now. Coach Payton's doing a good job with them, you know, getting them ready. They were actually supposed to be playing tonight at home against University, but with the projected weather, they made a decision earlier on since they were coming all the way from Baton Rouge to cancel that game.
Okay.
Just because that's a long way to go.
Absolutely.
Knowing you may not be playing a game. So they decided to cancel that one. They also have two more games this week. Tomorrow they host Delcom. And then on Wednesday, they travel to Tioga for their last game of the week. And then there's no sports going on whatsoever at Catholic High from Thursday to Sunday for Holy Week.
Sure, that's understood. You know, even since we last met, they'd won a couple other games, too. They beat Erath by the score of 20-12. That took place, March the 13th. We last met March the 11th. And they came back and got beat in a district game by Lorville. Lorville shut them out 14-0, and with that took place the next day, a Thursday, on the 14th, district game. And one thing I forgot to mention to you, I know the men play a district tournament, the boys varsity. Do the softball play something similar to that?
I don't think they are. I know they talked about doing it, but they didn't propose it in the district meeting at the beginning of the year to vote on it.
All right.
So I'm pretty sure they're not doing it this year, but I would be pretty surprised if they don't start doing it starting next year.
Okay.
Because that is something that the coaches talked about and they were interested in.
Okay.
But, you know, the LHSA is run by principals, so the principals have to make those decisions and vote on that. And I don't think it was ever brought up to them.
Okay.
This fall whenever we had our meeting, but I know that's kind of on the agenda for next year. So I don't think they're doing it this year, but I'm pretty sure that they'll probably have one next year.
Yeah, because they have scheduled, I think, I'm looking at here, 6 district games. They're basically 3-1 right now in district. Earlier in late February, they beat West St. Mary 15-0. Then followed that with a 27-0 win over Franklin. Then lost to Lorville, we just mentioned. Then they beat Acadiana Renaissance, as you mentioned last, on the 20th, by the score of 19-4. So 3-1 in district, got games against Delcom and Ascension Episcopal left with that. So the Catholic High Lady Panthers and I think as of right now, or maybe this morning, looking on the Louisiana High School Athletic site, softball has a power rating of 17. I don't know if you are aware of that.
I looked at Go Preps later on. They're at 16th. So the LHSA doesn't update there quite as often. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know which one's legit right now, but I know that Go Preps pretty much – I think their system automatically updates once games are put into the LHSA score. So
okay, all right. With that, and then you got to factor in who they played and what the rankings are there, and it's a formula that is broken out. And, but correct me if I'm wrong. With the playoffs down the road, would they have to be? For softball, is it a 32 or 28 or 24?
I believe it's 24, but the top 16 would host.
Okay.
So if they stay 16, they'd host. If they're 17, they'd travel. Because I'm pretty sure it's just like in football for our division that the top 8 teams have a bye. So.
Okay. Anyway, with that, so basically they have 6 games remaining. They'll play, looks like they have a game against Vermilion Catholic on the 3rd. that was postponed. That's a week from Wednesday. And then they close out the year on April 8th against Crowley home. And then Westminster Christian at home also. That's a game of April the 9th. And whether or not, I guess, no district tournament, but the playoffs, I guess, will square up after that. And softball playoffs will get going sometime, I guess, after April the 10th, that vicinity. I'm trying to think, is it 10th? Is the 10th a Monday or a look on the
calendar?
The
I think the 8th is a Monday, so the 10th would be a Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. So
yeah,
because the 10th is a Wednesday. Yeah, but usually they give them a little time to begin the playoffs. So you think they begin the week after Easter or somewhere in that vicinity, Coach? I know I'm probably catching you blind.
I would guess. Yeah, I mean, that's my assumption. I know they pretty much finish up next week.
And then all those games, again, played in Sulphur, usually for the state tournament, I think, with that. I think
once you get to the quarters, maybe?
Yeah, they bring four teams up there, I think.
Or the semis, maybe, then? Yeah. The semis, I'm not sure.
Four teams up there. Of course, I don't think they have I'm trying to recall. I was up there a couple times with the Catholic High girls in softball. I wasn't there the year they won it, and I think 2011, I believe that was.
Yes, that was spring of 2011.
When they won it, so that year. And they've been up there a couple times since. I think 2010 they were up there. I'm not sure in the last 14 years or so if they've been up there. But in the meantime, good luck to the lady softball team with that. And hopefully they can in softball, they take, like you said, the top 24 teams, and hopefully, so far, looks like they're there, and they play, it looks like, some winnable games in the next one, two, three, four, five games, so enhance their record a little bit. Right now, I'm trying to see.
11-8, I think, overall.
Yeah, you're right.
Is what I have.
With that, yes. With that.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, hopefully they can move up a little bit to where they can host a game and not have to travel to that number one seed. I don't know who it is, but I'm sure they're pretty good. There's typically a reason number one teams are seeded number one.
Yes. Anyway, in the meantime, good luck to the Lady Girls Panthers with that. The boys, meanwhile, creating a little pretty nice what they're doing right now, Coach, and a couple big games last week. And then the week before that, I think they took down Lauraville in a big district encounter. Course, again, that's not a district contest. It's not. They're going to have a tournament.
Yep.
And I'm not familiar with all of the tournament. I don't know if you are yet with that.
So I actually talked to Coach Jordan about it a little bit today. And
okay.
The way it works, they seed them. Everyone's seeded based on power points. And I think the higher seed typically hosts. But they did put something into play that whoever was the champion last year automatically gets to host their games.
Oh, okay.
So, and I asked, I think Ascension was the, so every game Ascension plays, I think they're going to host, even okay. if they are the lower seed. But I think otherwise it's the higher seed. It looks like, I'm looking at Go Preps right now, it looks like we are the highest PowerPoint team right now at 10.
So we'll play a game or two at Catholic High.
Yeah, I would think Lauraville's at 24, Ascension 27. Yeah, so it looks like we're the highest seeded team in power points.
But if both Catholic High and Ascension win, the final game would be played at Ascension. Do you
that's
know?
That's what it sounds like to me from what Coach Jordan told me today. Because
okay.
I think they voted on that at the district meeting at the beginning of the year. So whoever, so if Ascension makes it, they will be hosting. It sounds like.
Well, they show here on April the 8th, April 10th, and April 10th again that they play West St. Mary on the 8th, West St. Mary on the 10th, and. Also on the 10th at Delcom. So I'm wondering if that's part of the tournament or not.
Yeah, my
not
guess
sure.
is they probably just needed to put it in there as placeholders.
Okay.
But I don't know for sure, but that's just my guess. And I think we talked about that last time off air.
Yeah,
I think
that's
we're
right.
talking about the schedule.
Anyway, with that too, of course, the Panthers tomorrow night, they journey to Thibodaux to take on E.D. White. In a non-district game, of course, E.D. White usually has pretty good baseball teams, too. So it'd be an interesting test for the Panthers. Meanwhile, they come back home on April the 3rd to play Berwick, the Berwick Panthers, who usually generally have pretty good baseball over in Berwick, and with that, so that's a game we're going to do here on Kane Radio over at Emmett Frawsey Field, April the 3rd at 6 o'clock, first pitch approximately. So something for our listeners to note that we'll be broadcasting that game.
Yeah, Berwick used to be pretty good, but it looks like they're struggling a little bit this year. I see their record's 4-13 overall. But no, definitely, they traditionally have been a pretty strong baseball school. So I don't know, I don't know if it's just a down year or if they kind of fell off in the past.
Who knows, with seniors or whatever the case may be, lack of leadership, all kind of instances.
But we all know how baseball can be. You can have a pretty bad team, but if you have one good arm,
that's
and
right.
He pitches that night, like I said, I don't know what they have. Maybe they don't have any arms.
Well,
but,
you know, it's always like high school teams have one kid that throws pretty well. You know, I mean, he plays shortstop or something of that nature, or he's an outfielder, center fielder, generally the better athletes with that. And then, of course, later on that week after the third, I think it's a Saturday game, South LaFourche comes to town, the Terrapins, 7-4A school, to play the Panthers. And as we've said all along for baseball, Coach Jordan always plays higher classification teams throughout the year. With that, I think so far of the Catholic High 16 games, 11 have been in teams that have a higher classification than Catholic High. So it helps down the road with power points. Of course, you got to win those games too. But playing those higher classification teams, he's done a pretty good job out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and, you know, we're 8-7-1 overall right now, but in the last three losses were all by one run that could have went either way. So, I mean, we could very easily be 11-4 instead of 8-7.
Not familiar with Plaquemine and the Green Devils, but Jesuit usually has. I think they won the state championship. Either them or Rummel won the state championship last year. Panthers got beat by them 4-3 in that game. That was played, I believe, over in Eunice. And as the Jesuit Blue Jays, a 5A team in that Catholic League in New Orleans, always have pretty good teams in that matter. Lost to Vanderbilt following that in 3-2. And then took down Lorville 5-3. Wasn't looking real good too, as Lorville got a couple of big base hits off of Landon Corville to kind of set the stage. One time the Panthers came back with a big 3-1 triple crooked number in the bottom of the first to take a lead. They never relinquished in that game. As I mentioned to you off air, that Luke Hewitt came in the third inning and shut him down, and then got a little tossed around a little bit. And top of the six, and bases loaded, no one out, and he got out of it, only giving up one run that night. So did a great job for the Panthers. With regards to over the weekend, the 23rd up in Baton Rouge, 11 a.m., looks like first pitch against ULAB, as I mentioned. Kind of a revenge game, getting back for losing that basketball game up there, but they beat and stopped ULAB's 10-game winning streak by a score of 7-3. J.D. Hidalgo did a fine job, and also had a great game against Riverside, I think, weekend before, as I think the Panthers tied in that game 1-1 against Riverside, who generally has a pretty good baseball team up in that part of the river up there. And but J.D., I was kind of surprised against Lorville. He was playing center field against Lorville that night, and I always think of him as a shortstop. Is that a position? Do you know if he's played generally a center field most of the year? Do you know?
I do not know, to be honest with you. I have no clue.
They had Owen Morris at shortstop, and then they had Isaac Andre at second base.
Okay.
And then when they removed Landon, moved to third base, Afinsky moved to second, and Andre was the DH, so he stayed in the game. And Hewitt, of course, was the a non-at-bat, so in that regard. So the Panthers looked pretty good against Lorville, and I'm sure they looked really good against ULAB as they beat them 7-3 up in Baton Rouge over the weekend. And had a nice article that one of the string writers, I guess, for the Advocate, Robin Fambro, wrote a nice article. She talked about Hewitt, the left-hander, relieved Hidalgo with an out in the fifth and coaxed an inning-ending double play, getting first baseman for the Cubs to pop out to Connor off the first pitch, and enabling CHS third baseman Landon Corville to throw to Menville at first for the complete the double play. So Hidalgo worked 4 1/3, allowing 3 runs, 8 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. Hewitt earned his first save of the year with that 2 2/3 innings scoreless relief with a hit and a strikeout. So pretty impressive for the Panthers with that. So, like I mentioned, what are they, 8-7-1, I think, right now.
Yep.
With that, play again against Edie White, I believe, tomorrow over in Thibodeau at 4 o'clock first pitch. And then come back home next week as Holy Week. The only game that will be played Tuesday is, I'm sure, the Bishop has told most of the parochial schools no games during the end of Lent and Holy Week. So in that. So with that, that's about it, Coach. I don't know if you have anything else baseball that you'd want to mention or anything to our listeners.
No, just that it seems like our guys are kind of starting to peak at the right time, you know, playing their base baseball, finding ways to win games, which is important. You know, those close losses are tough. But as long as they learn how to deal with that adversity and find a way to get those wins when it really matters, you know, coming up into the playoffs and all that, hopefully they can make a really good run and get themselves to the tournament.
Yeah, and I tell you what, that game against Lorville, a little young Luke Landry made that one heck of a catch out in left field, running it straight into the wall, didn't run into the wall, but started a dead run over his shoulder catch for the third out in one of the innings. So just a fine catch. I had it marked as had a star next to that catch during the game. Okay. Anyway, Coach, just about time to take our first break here on the CHS Coaches Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
B&L Engine Service is in need of two diesel technicians who are experienced in repairing and servicing 18-wheelers. You must have your own tools, transportation, and a clean driving record. Pay is dependent upon experience. Benefits include employee health care, holiday pay, and vacation pay. Call 337-365-2111 for more information. Once again, call 337-365-2111.
Hi, I'm Tony Landry with Gulf America Wire Rope in Catholic High School. And at Gulf America Wire Rope is an all-field service company which is dedicated to speedy customer service and technical leadership. Gulf America Wire Rope is owned and operated by brothers Jed and Drew LeBlanc, both CHS graduates. Their knowledge and leadership skills were obtained through CHS has brought them success in the business world. Go visit Jed and Drew at their Broussard location, and they're always ready to talk CHS sports. And remember, go Big Red.
From the Kawasaki Ninja Sports Bikes to the Kawasaki Jet Ski Watercraft, Kawasaki and Romero Power Sports makes it easier than ever to put yourself on your dream machine. Right now, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki are offering their lowest payments of the year on all Kawasaki vehicles. Choose from the great lineup of Kawasaki motorcycles, ATVs, Watercraft mule utility vehicles, and the Terex lineup of SUVs. Whatever you need, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki offer great prices, financing, and the famous Romero service after the sale. Kawasaki and Romero's Power Sports, let the good times roll at 900 South Lewis Street in New Iberia.
Hi, I'm Corey Averick, co-owner of R&R Glassworks. We specialize in auto and truck glass repair and replacement, window motors, and frameless shower doors. We also handle plexiglass and storefront repair and replacement. Give us a call at 365-9311 or come by and see us at 1006 D 20 Arpit Road in New Iberia. So for all your glass needs, remember R&R Glassworks. Thank you and God bless.
Local news, talk, sports, and the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with head football coach Matt Desimo. And, Coach, you know, besides softball and baseball, track and fields out there and some other spring sports, I don't know if what you may have to talk about with some of those other spring sports.
Yeah, you know, we have tennis, track, and golf still going on right now. That's the spring sports that are really getting after it. You know, our tennis teams, both boys and girls, are doing phenomenal right now. Coach Juliet has them playing really good tennis right now. Our boys are 10-4 overall, and our girls are 16-1. And the one match the girls lost was to, I believe, Dunham, and they lost 2-3. So, you know, it was a really tight match. I don't know too much about Dunham's tennis program, but I'd be willing to bet they're probably pretty good. You know, so our girls are doing really good. Our boys are doing really good as well. This past weekend, they both competed in the Battle on the Bayou at Nicholls University. in Thibodaux, Louisiana. Our girls won that tournament. They beat by beating Edie White, Vanderbilt Catholic, and Academy of Sacred Heart. So they won all three of those matches against those three schools to win the tournament. Our boys were runner-ups.
And you did say the girls are 16-1?
16-1, yep.
That's pretty impressive.
Yep, and like I said, that one loss was a 2-3 match, which could have, you know, could have gone either way.
Not knowing how the volleying if they could have
found a way to win one more of those matches, I don't know if it was singles or doubles, but either way. And our boys were runner-up in the Battle of the Bayou at Nichols. They defeated Hahnville and Edie White. But they just came up just short against Vanderbilt Catholic. I believe that was a 2-3 match. They lost that one. So like I said, you know, they're playing really well right now. I know our girls won a big tournament in Mobile, Alabama early in the spring, and our boys were runner-up in that one too. So, you know, both those programs are doing really good. Like I said, Coach Juliet has them playing really good tennis. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to go watch them just yet because I'm helping Coach Track this year, so I haven't been able to get out there and see him play. But I do know that they do have a match tomorrow at ESA, and then also again on Wednesday at VC. So they have two matches coming up this week. The way they're playing, I would be surprised if they don't come out on top of both of those.
Yeah, I know Catholic High had some excellent tennis teams over the years. It's been a while since they've gone pretty deep into the playoffs, but they've claimed a few state championships back in the day. I can see those banners hanging up in the Monsignor John yep. Dish gym too with that regard.
Yep, I'm pretty sure last year that quite a few of our girls team for sure made it to the state tournament. I'm not sure exactly how they all finished out off the top of my head.
Sure.
I know at one point I had a pretty good idea of it, but no, I know that most of the girls made it. A couple boys made it, but our girls team, I think our girls team might have qualified as a team,
the
whole team to make it. I'm not sure exactly what the qualifications are, but I know if you have enough that do qualify that win in regionals or come out second, that you get to bring pretty much the whole team.
Yeah, and of course, then they had individual play yep. too, don't they, in that regard?
Yeah, so the way it works, I'm pretty sure, I know that's how it used to work, is that there's two singles players and three doubles teams that play in the regulation matches. So like when I was saying 2-3, I don't know if it was our two singles that won and our three doubles lost or what it was, but that's typically how it is. So you have basically eight kids that compete in the regulation matches.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And as I mentioned, I know back in the 80s, Catholic High won a few tournaments. And then I'm trying to remember when the Nicholsons were there. Were you around when the Nicholson guys were playing there? They set all kind of distance running.
Yep. Was that around Zach Blanchard, too?
Yeah, that might have been.
I know
been
Zach
too.
Blanchard was like 93. He graduated.
Yeah,
so the early 90s.
Yeah, and with that, Zach ended up playing, I think.
Or 94, maybe. Yeah, he did.
Playing tennis at LSU, and a younger brother, too, ended up playing baseball at UL Monroe, Boomer.
Yep.
Boomer
was pretty much my age. We played Little League growing up and all that. So.
Okay, all right. Anyway, played softball with his dad for many years.
Okay.
I should say with Boomer's dad. I got to remember Mike and the little gap there between the brothers in that regard. Also known as sister too. Anyway, with that, I don't know what else you may have with some other spring sports there, Coach.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have too much on golf. I know they're playing again on Wednesday at Eagle Ridge. I know Coach Schopp has done a great job with them. You know, our program was a pretty young program, a lot of inexperienced kids who have come a long way. Like I said, I'm not sure how they've been scoring in the tournaments and all that, but I know they're improving each week, which is really what's important.
And, you know, I want to give you a shout-out. I know your brother had his big golf tournament. They dodged the rain. They finally got it off later on that Friday morning. And from what I understand, it went pretty well, too, Coach, that particular day and afternoon with that. So hats off to your brother Mike. That's a big fundraiser for
him. That's what I heard. It went pretty well. I wasn't able to go this year. Last year, I think it was on a Saturday, so I was there the whole time. But with it being on a Friday, and not just a Friday, but that specific Friday, we had our spend a day for our prospective students to come in, you know, so we had that, and then we had all that rain the Thursday night, and we're hosting our track meet that Friday, so I was actually out at the track, you know, raking up sand pits, digging sand pits, bailing water, trying to get it ready for the meet. But, you know, fortunately, we didn't get any rain on Friday, so, you know, we were able to get all that stuff in, and it sounded like I said, it sounded like it was a great turnout. I'm sure there was some good golf played.
Yeah, give your brother a shout-out for that. I know a lot of people volunteer for that tournament.
And Mr. Eric Hike, who put it on, you know, one of our parents. So, you know, they do a great job supporting the Cajuns, and Mike and all them. And like I said, like you said and I said, and, you know, I think we had a great turnout for it.
I do agree with that. Don't know what else you may have with regards to track, though, Coach.
Track, we had our track meet on Friday. You know, I have a lot of all our guys and girls that placed. We didn't have a whole lot of top three finishers just because it was a really big meet. We had about 18, 19 schools there, some big schools, Nish, Westgate, Peabody. So a bunch of Brobridge, a bunch of 4A, 5A schools. But, you know, our top finishers in the top three in the high jump, we actually had two guys that tied for first place with a high jump of 6 foot, Karan Eugene and Dylan Nelson, both freshmen. And then in the javelin, Michael Bertrand got third place with a throw of 146 feet and 1 inch. Those are the only boys that finished in the top three, and we didn't have any girls that finished in the top three, but we do have a lot of, you know, top six finishers who scored points.
Correct.
So I'll go through that real quick just to give them a little bit of a shout out. Seth Oquin came out fourth place in the 100 meter dash. Gavin Roy got sixth place in the 400 meter dash. Brock Anthony got fifth place in the 300 hurdles. Our 4x1 team came out fourth place, which was made up of Tristan Lewis, Gerard Shank, Jaden Mitchell, and Seth Oquin. Our 4x2 team came out fifth place, which was made up of Gavin Roy, Bennett Woodrine, Gerard Shank, and Seth Oquin. Our 4x8 team came out fourth place, which was made up of Xavier Lede, Mason Ditch, Aiden Guidry, and Daniel Trotter. Javon Brown got sixth place in the shot put. Drew Desermo got sixth place in the discus. Eli Parrish got fifth place in the pole vault. Tristan Lewis, fourth place in the long jump. And Bennett Woodrine, sixth place in the triple jump. And on the girls' side, Emily Curry got fourth place in the 300 hurdles and sixth place in the 100 hurdles.
All right.
Our girls' 4x4 team came out fourth place, which was made up of Anna Miles Crook, Jillian Ormentor, Shelby Lenklow, and Emily Curry. And then our 4x8 team came out fourth place as well, which was made up of Anna Miles Crook, Audrey Ormentor, Jillian Ormentor, and Peyton Cooper. So those are the ones that placed in the top six that scored points for us on the boys and girls side. We do have a track meet coming up on Wednesday at Turlings, which is typically the all-Catholic meet. So, you know, that will be a good meet, you know, a lot of good competition with all the Catholic schools around. I know sometimes there are some Christian schools that aren't necessarily Catholic that participate, but always a good meet, typically a well-run meet with some good competition.
Yeah, it is. And, Carl, so good showing, big meet Wednesday. And with that, time to take another break. We got a little bit more to talk about here before we end the show. You're listening to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be back with more right after this.
At Sister Wealth, our goal is simple. We want to help you define, reach, and exceed your financial goals. Using our processes, we prepare clients for both the expected and unexpected life brings us. No one can predict the future, but we can certainly help prepare for it at Sister Wealth. For all that we expect in life and what we don't expect in life, we strive to prepare clients for all life has to offer. So for all life has to offer, contact Bert Sestjen, Jenny Vize at Sestjen Wealth. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, LLC, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM Advisors and Sestjen Wealth are separate entities from Triad Advisors, LLC.
Looking for a quick and easy, no-hassle loan? Look no longer and go visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit. The good folks at Allstate Credit are willing to help you with a small loan. They will treat you as a special and personable customer because they've been serving New Iberia for almost a half a century. So stress no longer. Come visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit at 1112 Center Street or call them at 364-4538. Allstate Credit all the time.
Raymond's Food and Furniture has been locally owned and operated since 1941. With their 18,000 square foot showroom floor, Freeman's Furniture Store is certain to have what you're looking for. Need a comfortable mattress? Tempur-Pedic and Sealy are like no other, and they're only available at Freeman's. With 60-month interest-free financing, you couldn't sleep better. Freeman's Food and Furniture Complex, located on the corner of Hopkins and Admiral Doyle Drive, right here in New Iberia. Visit Freeman's soon.
The tradition continues. Hi, I'm Donald Hennigan with Hennigan Team Dentistry. I, along with my entire team, have served Iberia Parish and the surrounding communities for the past 39 years. I'm happy to announce that my daughter, Dr. Abigail Hennigan Daly, has just recently joined us as a dental associate. Together, we commit to offering the best possible dental care in a relationship of trust and confidence. Call our office today at 364-2156 and allow us to change the way you feel about dentistry. Go Panthers!
Local news, talk, sports, and the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. And have a little bit left here before we close out the show in the next few minutes. Coach, now back to you.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty much it for our spring sports that we talked about. We have a lot going on still coming up. Like we said, a few more weeks before we start getting to playoffs and things like that. But, you know, all our sports are, you know, in my opinion, peaking at the right time. But, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, we did also have our state literary rally this past weekend. There's no results posted yet from the state, but we did have 24 students that competed, which is, you know, quite a few in a lot of different categories. You know, I know they did really well in district this year. I think this was one of the best years we've had recently in our outing. I know we had the most kids that qualified out of all the area Catholic schools, even STM and Turlings qualifying for state, not regionals. So, you know, that was great. Our kids went out there, competed well. Hopefully they a lot of them placed in the top three, but we'll see. I don't know how long it takes to normally get those results, but I know they're not posted yet.
Doc Voorhees still there teaching math?
Doc Voorhees is still there teaching math. That is correct. He took a little break, then he came back. So,
yes, he did.
So, but nope, you know, he's a great, I mean, obviously everyone knows, pretty much everyone who knows Catholic High knows Doc Voorhees. So, I was fortunate. I had him three times in math in high school. So, we also had a fundraiser for mental health this past weekend, our up all night fundraiser. In the past, it was for St. Jude's Hospital, but this year we decided to go ahead and raise the money for mental health issues, you know, to try to get speakers to come in and talk to our students, books for our eighth grade girls. Some different things that we've been doing that we're trying to continue to try and do a good job with, because, you know, there are so many kids nowadays that are dealing with mental health issues,
sure.
Whether it's because of social media, whatever. You know, it is a serious issue, and we're trying to combat it as best as we can as a school. But we raised right around $17,000 to go towards speakers and those different things that we want to do for it to try to help our student population.
All right.
We also have our pickleball tournament coming up. That's April 26th and 27th. It's going to be a fundraiser that goes primarily towards the three sports of swimming, powerlifting, and golf. Three of our sports that don't typically have a fundraiser, so we decided to kind of get this thing going. So, you know, there's still lots of opportunities to sign up for that, to register for it. You know, we're looking forward to it. I love playing some pickleball. Unfortunately, I'm going to get to play because I kind of have to run the tournament. But, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, I'm excited about trying to get some money for those sports to help them, you know, be more competitive and get the things that they need to get to be able to have a chance to be competitive. Because, you know, we talked about in powerlifting, I mean, those bench shirts, squat suits make a huge difference.
Yes.
You know, our swim team, they have to pay fees to use the swimming pool because, unfortunately, we don't have a pool for our kids to use.
Right.
But, you know, there's lots of different things that go into that you don't always think about. So it's going to be good for our kids, for our programs to raise some money for them. So excited about it.
Yeah, pretty much that's just about it, Coach.
Yes, sir.
All righty. As always, Coach, we will meet again, I think, in a couple of weeks. We'll meet next month. I'm trying to remember the date. Not sure if it's April.
I think it's the 8th.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
That's what I have written down.
After a week after Easter. Anyway, the CHS Coaches Show is brought to you in part by Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Cessure Wealth Management, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Catholic High School, Musson Patu, Integrity Rentals, B&L Engine Repair, Gulf Marine Action Specialties, HMC Farms, Dr. Rosen's Wigs Group, United Fire and Safety, Swing Insurance, Stepco Products, Colder CPAs, HIS Fire and Safety, and Musso's Investment Group. And with that, we'll say good night and God bless.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
This ranch is not about cattle or animals. We're talking about plants and much, much more. That's the Landscape Ranch right here in New Iberia. You can find all sorts of plants such as annuals, palm trees, and container trees, as well as a variety of chemicals and fertilizers to keep them healthy. Locally owned, they provide bulk materials such as sand, soil, limestone, rock, and they'll deliver right to your doorstep. While you're there, you can visit their lobby. You'll find gifts provided by local artists. The Landscape Ranch, located where Jefferson Terrace meets Main Street.
Times are tough right now for small businesses, but as a small business owner, you're pretty tough too. In case you needed a reminder, you started your own business. While there's certainly more challenges ahead, the UPS store is always here to help. Should your small business need any aid, we're ready for everything. Printing, mailboxing, notarizing, whatever aid we can do. The UPS store. Everything for small business, all in one place.
The UPS store.
The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
B&L Engine Service is in need of two diesel technicians who are experienced in repairing and servicing 18-wheelers. You must have your own tools, transportation, and a clean driving record. Pay is dependent upon experience. Benefits include employee health care, holiday pay, and vacation pay. Call 337-365-2111 for more information. Once again, call 337-365-2111.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5, AM 1240, and streaming at kane1240.com.